Joanna and John, 11:43, we read this in Scripture. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Joanna, how do we all have a choice to either respond to Jesus' call or to stay stuck where we are, bound up, and not move towards Jesus?
Right. Well, you know, I find it so fascinating that when you think about it, you know, Lazarus had to make a response. You know, Jesus could have said that and the man appeared outside the tomb. He could have been fully clothed in brand new shining garments. But instead, the stone had to be rolled away. Lazarus had to shuffle out of the tomb, still wrapped in grave clothes. And then the people around were invited to unwind him. And I think, you know, in some ways it's such a beautiful picture of our experience, even of salvation, that while we are brought out of death into life, there is a process that we've got to cooperate with. We've got to respond. And for those of us that maybe have kind of settled for mid-chamber living, where we've kind of gotten one foot back in the tomb, we've sort of either been hemmed in, shut down, and closed off by the enemy of our soul, or through a hurt or a tragedy, we have a choice to respond, because it's so easy to say, you know what, I'd rather stay in the tomb. This is safe. I know this place. Out there, I'm not sure what that would look like. What does really serving God look like? And yet we miss so much when we settle for this halfway kind of life. And I really believe that there are people today that God has been talking to you. I mean, there have been a theme going on in your life. You've gotten stuck. You're not making the forward movement that you would like to. You've got some resentment in your heart or some unforgiveness that, to be honest, you don't even want to forgive. And yet you know that if it was really visible in the spiritual realm, that you are entombed. And today the Lord would say, it's time to come out. It's time to leave the past. It's time to leave that lie that has shut you down and told you that you'll never be good enough, that you could never experience freedom. And yes, God is calling your name, but you've got to be willing to move forward. And I love it that someone has said, if we'll just take that baby step towards him, God takes a giant step towards us. But it is keyed on our response. And yes, that's where we're at today, and that's what Lazarus was faced with as well. Will we respond, or will we stay where we are?